Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. We offer a number of ways to help you with your journey here at Anxiety Coaches Podcast, and I hope you will take advantage of everything that we offer. Be sure to subscribe to this twice-a-week podcast. I'd also suggest visiting our website where you can sign up for our newsletter, you can listen to the 10-minute body scan meditation, and check out the group and one-on-one coaching options, along with the resources and more information on anxiety. Go to anxietycoachespodcast.com and check all that out today. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about letting your body turn down the stress. We are often trying to deal with our emotional life, our anxiety, our fears, and all of the stress that's around us with our thinking, with our changing how we're looking at things, using our mind, and that's all well and good because that is one entry point into turning down your stress, is using your mind. And we talk a lot about that in a number of other podcasts. And today I want to focus on how you can use your body to turn down the stress. And very specifically, we're going to talk about the vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve is known as the wanderer because it is throughout our whole body. This is an amazing nerve that we have often paid very little attention to with our health and wellness, but we know now how important it is to be able to use the vagus nerve as a way to bring down our stress, and to handle our anxiety. The vagus nerve runs from our head to our feet, and it impacts many things in our lives. And it's very important that we've talked about it here a number of times, that we stimulate our vagus nerve quite often when we are breathing in a particular way. And so what is it that the vagus nerve is all about? Well, it's actually the mind-body connection. This is what connects the mind and the body. And, you know, in traditional teachings about meditation, we are always learning about the breath being what connects the mind and the body. And the breath is what stimulates the vagus nerve. So we can see that this nerve is the place that the mind-body connection, so to speak, resides. And I think that we want to pay more attention to that because the more we can be connected, the less that we will be dealing with anxiety, stress, and fear. So with the vagus nerve running from the brain to the chest, to the diaphragm, and then to other parts of the body, we can just see how important this is in and of itself because it's connecting the entire body. And we can feel, obviously, in our chest, the diaphragm is where we are noticing how our breathing is happening. Is our breathing happening deep and slow and relaxed, where our belly is expanding. And that means that our diaphragm is flattening. And with the flattening of the diaphragm, it can stimulate the vagus nerve. And with the stimulating of the vagus nerve, it sends that message of peace and calm to our brain, which in turn lets our mind begin to relax because we are not ramping up now. Now we're not sending out hormones of stress. We are actually relaxing. And we talk about being able to feel safety for 90 seconds. And that is when we can begin to calm down again. If we are safe and sending physical messages that we are safe, then our body can respond. So again, that's, we're not sending out hormones of cortisol and adrenaline and the entire cascade of stress hormones that keep us ramped up, keep us in thoughts of emergency and danger and discomfort. But we can, when we can calm that down for 90 seconds and feel safe. And how do we feel safe? Let's talk about that for a second. How can we force ourselves to feel safe? We can actually get ourselves to feel safe by smiling, you know, by actually relaxing our muscles. We want to relax those shoulders. We want to take a slower breath. Let your eyelids become heavy. Those are not things that you would normally be doing if you were running from the tiger. So whether it's the paper tiger in your mind or the physical tiger in your environment, I want you to just see that it's not there. And if it's in your mind, it's not really real, right? That's just in our mind. It's not real. It isn't true in our environment. So we can begin to relax our muscles. And that we can do with our mind. We can will our muscles to relax. And a good way for you to remember to do that is if you're already tight, tighten them up a little bit more and then relax them. And then relax them again. It's a game you can play with yourself to see, can I relax even a little further? This can really, really help you. And it's why we do so many practices around meditation where you're taking anything from 1 minute a day to 20 minutes a day, twice a day, or whatever, that we are consciously aware of our breathing. We are consciously aware that we are safe. And we are finding that place of inner peace and calm that is right there inside us that we ignore when we are always wrapped up with all of the environmental and mental stress. Let's get back to the vagus nerve. I get a little off track here and there. The vagus nerve is the master controller over our immune system, our organs, our tissues, and even our stem cells. You can see that this is something that we really need to be paying some attention to. And when this nerve is stimulated, it turns on neurogenesis. It grows brain cells. It rapidly turns off stress, hyperarousal, and the flight or fight response through initiating relaxation response. And it can sharpen your memory. It can fight inflammatory disease, help resist high blood pressure. It blocks cortisol. It blocks body-wide inflammation. It helps overcome depression and anxious overwhelm. It helps better sleep. It raises the levels of human growth hormone. It helps overcome insulin resistance. It turns down the allergic response. It reduces the chance of stress or tension headaches. It helps to spare and grow mitochondria, which are our little energy factories. It affects overall ability to live longer, to be healthier, and to be more relaxed. Now that was a mouthful. There is so much going on that this beautiful vagus nerve, this mind-body connection is a part of, a huge part of. So I hope that you are paying attention and that you can begin to do the practices that can help to stimulate this vagus nerve. And many of those benefits that I just listed are the complete opposite. Did you notice that? The complete opposite, the other side of the coin of the anxiety experience. The vagus nerve is part of our parasympathetic nervous system. And again, for those who are just jumping in at this podcast, parasympathetic nervous system is our rest and digest wing of our nervous system. And the other wing is the sympathetic nervous system, and that is our fight or flight wing. So remember, the vagus nerve is part of the parasympathetic nervous system, our rest and digest. Over time, practicing relaxation techniques day in and day out, we can begin to reduce our tendency to go to anxiety, our tendency to feel overwhelmed as a reaction, our tendency to go down the wormhole. So I want you to know that when you are practicing slowing your exhalation in your meditation, you are practicing a relaxation technique and you are connecting your mind-body connection with your vagus nerve. I want to get into six different ideas and different ways that you can stimulate the vagus nerve. So let's finish up here by talking about our six techniques or ways that we can practice to stimulate the vagus nerve. And in case you didn't write it down or didn't listen carefully, the vagus nerve can do so many things. It can grow brain cells. It turns off the stress. It turns off the fight or flight response. It turns on the relaxation response. It can help us fight inflammatory disease. You know how we talk about all the symptoms and sensations that we get from our anxiety? Well, when you turn on your vagus nerve, a lot of those are going to go away. And so it can keep you from having depression and anxious overwhelm. It can help you sleep better, raise up the human growth hormone, and help overcome insulin resistance. I can't read all these again. There's so many of them. It can reduce the chance of stress or tension headaches, and it can help us to spare and grow mitochondria, again, giving us better energy. And anyway, it just affects overall ability to live longer, to be healthier, and more relaxed. So how are we going to accomplish all of that? Actually, quite simply, as you can begin to see, things don't have to be complicated. There is so much that can be done for yourself, by yourself, that is not expensive. You don't even have to go anywhere for it. I hope you guys are going to try these six tips that I have for you. Number one, of course, is my basic one, which is Buddha belly breathing. We want to make sure that we are triggering our relaxation response by letting our belly relax and letting that diaphragm flatten and having that breath go deeper, the lungs expanding, then we are actually stimulating the vagus nerve. The second one is using our tongue. Now, I don't think I've talked about this here before, but if you can submerge your tongue or get water in your mouth or saliva even in your mouth around your tongue and breathe through your nose, which you should be doing anyway. We'll talk about that in another show, but nasal breathing is very important. But this tip is to submerge your tongue. Get some water in your mouth, let it surround your tongue or some saliva, and deep breathe through your nose. It will help to stimulate your vagus nerve. The third one is to relax and loosen your body. I talked about that a little bit earlier. And shoulders being one place, the jaw is another place that we can really get into the vagus nerve. So relax the jaw, get that slack jaw, and let it loose. You know, it really is good for a number of things, but really it is helping you to stimulate your vagus nerve. And you know, loosen your body up. If you're driving and you're tense, as used to be me, I was holding that steering wheel for dear life. Loosen the grip. It's a great place where you can check in with yourself and see how tight am I holding my muscles. Relax your grip on the wheel. Number four is laughter. Now, we all know that Norman Cousins actually laughed himself back to health. And one of the ways that we can reduce our stress and enter our parasympathetic nervous system is through laughter. It feels good, but it also stimulates the vagus nerve. And so does smiling, by the way. So this is just a little bonus one. So smile. It really does help. I got an email from, I think I mentioned this in another show, from a gentleman who was doing what I said, like, if you can't bring yourself to smile, put a pencil in your mouth, on your teeth, and hold the pencil with your teeth, and you'll be stimulating those muscles and in that way stimulating your vagus nerve. But really go out and get some good belly laughs. The number five tip for you is to immerse your face in cold water. Cold water therapy is a whole nother podcast that I probably will look into doing, but just getting cold water on your face. I also suggest your neck and your wrists, but if you can get cold water on your face, haven't we always done that intuitively? Oh, go splash some cold water on your face. You'll feel better. It will actually stimulate your parasympathetic nervous system. And finally, number six is singing. And singing works because it regulates our breathing. And I suggest singing for many people who are stressed out behind the wheel. Often we are driving alone, and it gives us an opportunity to really belt out a song. And even if you're with other people, everybody can sing along together. And put the radio on, put whatever stations you like, put your Spotify on and listen to something that has sing along, and get yourself breathing differently, and you'll be stimulating your parasympathetic nervous system through your vagus nerve. I hope this has been helpful for you, and I look forward to being with you guys again next time. Before I read today's quote, I was wondering if you prefer the show without ads, or perhaps you might like to have access to the entire back catalog of over 600 episodes. Maybe you'd like some bonus meditation episodes. All of that and more are available for $5 a month with our premium Supercast membership. Go to anxietycoaches.supercast.com and join us ad-free today. The link will be in the show notes. And now for today's quote. Tension is who you think you should be. Relaxation is who you are. And that's a Chinese proverb. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.